A 2 years-long criminal sexual conduct case in Dakota County has now been put to rest. 81-year-old Thomas Joseph Scully of Hastings was convicted of criminal sexual conduct in the second degree with a victim under 13. According to the criminal complaint, on January 18th of 2022, the Hastings Police Department school resource officer received a report regarding a past action sexual assault of a student. The Dakota County Sheriff's Office investigated the case as the events occurred within Sheriff's Office jurisdiction. The rest of the criminal complaint is too graphic for radio. Investigators determined that Thomas Joseph Scully, age 81, a next-door neighbor of the youth. In an interview with investigators, Scully denied having contact with the youth. After 2 years in the court system, Scully was finally found guilty and sentenced for his crimes. He is now housed in the Dakota County Jail for the next 60 days. He will also be on probation after he is released for the next 10 years. There are also numerous conditions when he is released. Scully was convicted of aggravated child molestation in Cobb County, Georgia in 1987. Dakota County Sheriff Joe Lico joined Kitty WA to talk a bit about the case, and even though it was a long road, it's nice to have a conviction and make Scully pay for his crimes.
That's the main theme here, and I guess communication is that we were able to investigate this and put a good case together. We had really good, investigators, which we currently do too, and they just, difficult as these cases are to navigate through, because a lot of it's he said, she said, if you don't have a witness or any video or camera stuff or anything like that, and you really have to do a thorough investigation. And our investigators take these seriously, our patrol deputies, I know Hastings does as well. These are victim crimes. In this case, it was of a juvenile that was 10 years old. They are victims, and this will hang with them for life, and it's a traumatic event. And those that do these type of things and take advantage of victims, especially our youth, we're here to protect you and to do whatever we can to bring justice to those that might take advantage of them or, induce this trauma. And I'm glad we were able to at least come to some closure to the case itself, at least, and have him convicted of this heinous crime.
We're all taught growing up to respect our elders, especially seniors. But when you have an 81-year-old man doing something as heinous as Scully was convicted for, that dashes trust in any of our kids in the area. Child molesters come in all shapes, sizes, colors, and ages.
Absolutely. I mean, what a violation. How do you teach your kids to be compassionate and friendly and whatnot, and then you have also this other side of it that can turn and where they can be victims, and it's very difficult to see these things come up. But with that said, I mean, it can happen. Anybody can be, in this case, convicted of that or suspect, doesn't matter the age. And unfortunately, we see this in our field where we can't be quick to judge and say, that can't happen. That's an older person, or they know better. That didn't happen. We investigate each crime and allegation call it did until we can arrive at the conclusion whether it did or it didn't, and do we have enough for probable cause of charge, and lean on that too. But yeah, it's definitely a breaking the trust, shocking to many that would hear something like this, but we don't rule those things out. We have the duty to investigate all these things, and unfortunately we're not surprised sometimes that these things are occurring out there. We just got to make sure that people feel comfortable reporting them and that they're going to be handled professionally, respectfully, and compassionately. And as I mentioned, even going on recording here with you, just how the toll it takes on our own investigators, hearing these statements from the kids that are telling their story. And it's painful to listen to. But we know that's the cost of doing the job, and because we know that we can make a difference by making sure that whoever's, committing these crimes are held accountable. And we work with the county attorney's office to make sure that we're covering all those things to do a really good case, tighten it up, and provide them a better chance of conviction, which they did in this case, thankfully.
For many dealing with sexual abuse, the hardest thing may be reaching out for help. If anybody is dealing with situations such as this, there are so many ways Dakota County can help. Taking that first step is so important.
I really think it comes down to the caretaker, the parent, grandparents, whoever it is, to be open, and I'm not suggesting you have a conversation with your 8-year-old, but if they feel comfortable coming to you on these things, anything, something that they did wrong, or something that they have questions about, I think it's just having that personal relationship with the kids that they feel comfortable talking about that. If you sense something, there's a change in behavior or something that might, explore that a little bit, ask them if everything's okay, and then maybe you can at least start that conversation. Now, you don't have to suspect that something like this egregious happened to them, but at that same time, it's really just maintaining that relationship and supportive relationship with your kids or your grandkids. Any domestic abuse or sexual violence will not be tolerated. You know, we work with 360 communities very well in that, and we got to create awareness out there. How often it's happening, where it happens, not taboo, and it's something that nobody wants to talk about. We just have to encourage that if you're a victim of this, you're a victim. I mean, you didn't do anything wrong. It shouldn't be shameful. So we have to bring awareness to that. Just like any trauma or mental illness or mental health that we're going through, it's okay not to be okay, and we have to be willing to talk about those things. We do have a crisis line in Dakota County. If, you know, you don't want to talk to, you know, law enforcement initially, and you just want to talk through them, and they can give you some suggestions. At least I know there's some apprehension to call us, but I hope that that isn't the case. But if it is, we have a crisis line here in Dakota County. Whether it's something like this or someone going through a crisis, either whether you're suicidal or your mental health crisis or you're just stressed out and you might need some help, we have other county resources, not just law enforcement, that can step in and provide you some support.
If you need the Dakota County Crisis Line, please call 952-891-7171.